Jody Kodash is in today as Tammy's on her final day of vacation. Jody, it's great having you back.
So good to be here. I love it.
Jody Kodash is San Diego's favorite meteorologist. You can find her all over social media. She's sponsored by SDCCU, not just for her weather, but just for her charm and her skills.
Oh, you're doing that?
It's true. Hey, man, you can go on and talk about, you know, a hurricane and be very boring and very, but you're not. You make everything fun. You make even like severe weather fun. It's crazy.
Right? Try to do what I can. I think it's because I like it.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because I've got some weather terms for you.
Oh, no.
That I would like you to go ahead and kind of hone your skills.
Oh,
let's see
my
goodness. Let's see how sharp you are early mornings with us, okay?
Catching me off guard. Let's do it.
All right. Jody Kodash, mm-hmm. What is the difference when it comes to wind between gale and gusty?
Gale and gusty? Gale is just up there. I know gale is way worse, but it's like two different terms because gusty, you can be gusty at kind of any wind speed, meaning you can have a regular wind speed of 5 miles per hour and have gusts to 10, which is nothing, right?
Okay.
You can have a wind speed of 20 miles per hour, which is decent, you know, and then have a gust to 50, which is incredible. So wind gusts can grow really, really high.
So
right?
In my weather research, I'm not sponsored by anybody, but in my weather research, I have found that a gale is quote a very strong wind, while a gust is a short burst of wind.
It's definitely a short burst.
Okay.
Yeah, close enough.
I'll give that one to you. In meteorological terms, mm-hmm. Jody Kodash, a towering cumulus cloud that produces a thunderstorm is known as
a cumulonimbus.
Wow.
Got you.
You are very good.
I hope I know that one.
Spell cumulonimbus.
Cumulonimbus. Cumulonimbus. Cumulonimbus. And I was also the spelling bee champion like 3 years in a row growing up.
Is there anything she can't
do? You're not getting me on that one. I went to state.
Anything she can't do. All right, Smarty. Spelly. Tell me this. You're very intimidating. What is a Chinook? Chinook?
A Chinook. Wait, oh my goodness. You know what's so funny in my head? The term haboob just popped into my head, and it's not. A Chinook is a wind.
A haboob?
A haboob is the giant dust storm that blew through.
Oh, Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. So a haboob is different.
Sorry, just words that make me laugh are not supposed to.
You know what's crazy?
Nice haboobs.
I could take 15 different test questions on a radio station and probably know none of them because of this microphone being so intimidating to me. Is that wild?
I like the fact that I had my stern weather quiz giver face on, and then you brought up a word that had the word haboob in it. And I'm like,
and then we turned 12-year-old boy.
Boobs.
Yeah, we got it.
No, all right, you know what? I don't even care what a Chinook is. You brought up boobs. Now I'm distracted. So thank you, Jody Kodash. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Can we please know what a Chinook is?
Jody, can I steal your thunder?
Ha ha,
weather joke.
You got it.
A warm, dry wind that blows along the east slopes of the northern Rocky Mountains is a Chinook.
Chinook. Which can often result in a haboob.
Oh.
Wow.
Exactly. Which is why when I heard you say Chinook, my head was like, haboob? Because do you want me to say it again?
I can't get past the fact that I love the word haboob. I wonder why. I'm really not that much into weather, all
due
respect.
It's awesome, right? I'll have to make a TikTok video explaining
I think you should.
I will this week.
I'd like to be a part of that, actually.
I will this week.
Okay, thank you, Jody Kodash. John and Jody, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.